It's time for Cover 2 with Joe Bianchino and Pierce Pricks.
So the fact that you said that my point is valid means I win?
No, you're a foolish idiot.
And now, here's Joe Bianchino and Pierce Pricks.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Cover 2 podcast. Joe Bianchino here alongside Pierce Bricks, hanging out with you on 104.5theteam.com. Bricks, we're into March.
We are into March.
Has the madness struck you yet?
No. Gonzaga's number one in the nation.
Now, what a bummer.
Gonzaga. Is it Gonzaga or Gonzaga? That's a tomato-tomato situation.
Yeah, but one of them's got to be right, because I don't know anyone who says tomato, and I don't like anyone who does.
Yeah, if you say
I haven't met you, but I don't like you.
You know, white South Africans probably say tomato.
That's a phrase that's come up too often in the past 2 weeks.
Listen, generally speaking, we have not touched the Blade Runner trial with a 30-foot pole here on the podcast, but it has opened up a Pandora's box of white South African jokes, and I have no problem with that. Listen, I'm having a. You ever go and get, I know that you have a very specific diet, Joe.
I do.
You ever go and go to purchase a Gatorade, just a normal orange Gatorade, and then you come out with like Fierce Mango Blast X Factor Extreme by accident?
Well,
I had that happen this
because,
morning, and that's a day ruiner.
Because look, I work at home, so I'm not in a position to just buy Gatorade. Like, Gatorade's not a drink. I'm like, man, I'm thirsty. I need something to drink while I watch TV. Let me get a Gatorade. I need to recharge my electrolytes for the remote control moving I'm doing.
I mean, it's better than drinking soda.
It's really not.
I mean, it's the same ish.
It may be better for you, but
right, that's what I'm saying.
Certainly, way more delicious. So I'm not going. I'm never going.
Oh, see, I drink a lot of Gatorade recreationally.
If I'm playing rec soccer and I'm walking in and I'm like, man. Maybe I need a little something. Hey, let me get this Gatorade.
That's the most athletic thing you could think of doing in a hypothetical.
Well, no, it's because I used to play.
If I was playing bocce and I came out.
Hang on. Bocce and soccer? That's what you're
in between bocce. No, rec soccer. In between bocce balls, you know, and I'm parched and I need something to quench said thirst. Are we talking sports or are we just.
You and I can break down my history of rec soccer. I used to kill in rec soccer.
I'm sure you check did tape? Used to kill. No. Is there tape? Is there tape to check? If I would have called you on that, would you be able to provide me within the week clips of your athletic career in the rec soccer league?
I'd probably have to put together a team and try and tape now. No tape available. We could get some great stories. I have a campfire session. We can just talk for a while. I got punched in the face by a chick once, but whatever. Knicks NBA. Start there. We'll get into some NHL stuff. I want to get.
Did you really get punched in the face by a chick?
Yeah, I did.
We'll continue said story off air. We have stuff to get to.
Start with your Knicks. Start with the look. I mean, tough loss to the Heat. I said on Sunday that I would like the Heat -12 in that game. They ended up winning what by six. And look, the Heat were down most of that
game.
They
were down 15 and a half.
LeBron dragged them back into that game. They got the win. Tough loss for the Knicks to take there, but at home. But I think a good loss. I mean, you hung with the Heat again. I mean, blow them out by 20 points.
That loss was good.
And
because ever so often, you'll get a J.R. Smith will revert back to the J.R. Smith of old.
Mm-hmm.
He's matured a lot this season. Shockingly, and you revert back. So then you need a game against a good opponent where he shoots way too many threes and they lose largely because of that. Because now you can say, mm-hmm. JR, you can point specifically at a game against the Heat, your biggest rival, arguably up there with the Pacers in the East. And you can say, JR, stop doing that. When you do that, this happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you can point to blowing a 15-point lead. And that should hopefully check JR for about a month or so, and then it's going to happen again. And hopefully that doesn't happen in a game 5, 6, or 7
right.
in the postseason.
And so it's interesting. You get like it's an interesting dichotomy for the Knicks in the past two games. You have a huge lead on a great team in the Heat who come back to beat you, and then you go the next game, you're in a hole to the Cavaliers, which is just I mean, come on, really? But you pull yourself out of it and win the game.
Right, and you like seeing that as well. You like seeing 22 points from Amari Stoudemire on 10-15 mm-hmm. shooting, especially when Carmelo Anthony gets out of the game. Now, the Knicks have been steadfast in the 30-minute limit of Amari Stoudemire.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to get lightened a bit. I mean, I'm not sure what they're going to do. They have the Pistons and the Oklahoma City Thunder coming up. They have 5 back-to-backs this month. You're talking about a Carmelo Anthony that might be getting a little bit fatigued. You're talking about a team that lacks scoring, and you're talking about a guy in Amari Stoudemire, if the Knicks want to make a run, that needs to be the second scoring option in the postseason at 35 to 40 minutes a game. This is the time where you start stretching him out. I haven't seen the Knicks do. They're paying the guy 100. They're paying him max money.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you need to start getting max minutes out of the guy. I'm not saying use him and abuse him, but you should definitely be going out and getting your money's worth. And he's been on the court for a couple months now. Stretch it out.
Yeah, you didn't. When we talked about, you know, easing Amari back in and seeing what his role is, I don't think either of us expected him to not at some point. I mean, I talked about it in having to see how the pieces come together and figuring out what's best for the team. But given Sheed's gone for the year and other guys not stepping up or whatever, I don't think anyone expected that we were going to see Amari with, you know, a limited role.
Right.
At this point, and I don't think anyone expected to see the Knicks succeed with Amari in a limited role.
Now, yes, and there's a difference between a limited role and a reduced role in terms of your scoring and your mm-hmm. offense, where, you know, the Knicks tried to do the 1A, 1B thing with, you know, Carmelo Anthony and Amari Stoudemire as the two equally best players on the team. That's not the case anymore. We've all acknowledged that's not the case anymore. Amari Stoudemire has acknowledged that's not the case anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean he's still not B. We have not gone from Amari Stoudemire, the co-best player on the team, to Carmelo Anthony, J.R. Smith, then Amari Stoudemire. That's not a winning recipe for this New York Knicks team, especially when you look at in that Heat game in the third quarter, the Knicks started just pounding the ball down low to Amari Stoudemire, and they didn't have anybody that could defense him. Because you're talking about Joel Anthony, a Jawan Howard, if he's still even on that roster, and a Chris Bosh, and all those guys are vulnerable defensively. That's how you beat the Heat. That's why the Pacers are well set up, because they have a Hibbert and they have a West, and they can dominate you in the area that the Heat really can't answer.
Yeah,
unless, of course, they put LeBron down there, and which opens up a whole lot of opportunity on the outside.
Let me ask you that, about the Heat. They won their 15th straight last night. Reasonably, I think, you know, let's take a look at it without the orange and blue colored glasses or the let's hate the Heat glasses. I don't think you have, but
okay,
is anyone really going to beat them?
Yeah. Yes. No. I mean, no.
I mean, I'm not saying like they're going to go undefeated out. What type of odds would you have to get to take someone else to win the title this year, other than the Heat?
The title or the East?
Let's start with the East.
The East doesn't look very good. I mean, I think that the Pacers do have a legitimate shot. If Derrick Rose comes out, I still think that the Bulls are a scoring piece away.
You've never been high in the Bulls.
Right, right. Not a big fan of the Chicago Bulls and their additional scoring threats outside of Derrick Rose. They have a shot, though. The Knicks have a shot. Any of these teams can get hot. The Knicks have won 3 of 4 against Miami, and if they didn't fall apart in the fourth quarter, you know, a couple days ago, they should have been 3-0. They should have a clean season sweep.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacers have split, if you count their last postseason and the first couple games of this season, they have split the last 8 games with the Miami Heat. So there are teams that can beat them. Miami is certainly the favorite and the strong favorite, but I dismiss the notion that they're going to walk through the Eastern Conference, and I certainly think the Spurs can beat them. I certainly think the Thunder can beat them.
See, that's it. I think the NBA is crazy interesting if the Heat somehow just get transported to the West. And then you've got...
Right.
And it was funny because at the beginning of the season, you and I on this show talked about how bad the West was and how great the East was. But if you put the Heat in the West just for a second, you got the Clips, the Thunder, the Spurs, the surging Lakers.
Right.
Surging up to 8th place.
Love the surging Lakers. You know who never jumped off that bandwagon? This guy.
I don't think either of us did.
I think we reduced the bandwagon from championship to make the playoffs, but we
slowed
not.
It down. That's for sure. we pumped the brakes, but we never got off officially. But the thing is though, they're only going to play one of them, right? So if they get by the Pacers, if they get by the Knicks, then they just have to get one of these. The West is going to beat themselves up, and they're going to get either the Thunder, in my opinion, Thunder or the Spurs. I don't think the Clippers get there.
Right. Now, listen, I think if you were going to give me odds, I would say if you gave me the field at 2-1 odds, I would take the field. I don't think it's that extreme.
I would absolutely take the Heat in that situation.
I'm putting like $5 on this. We're not betting the farm.
You're not going full mortgage on...
No, but I dismiss the notion that because the Heat have gotten hot right now in the regular season, they are indestructible and unbeatable. They almost lost in, Milwaukee the other day? Minnesota. Mm-hmm. They almost lost to Minnesota last night. They almost lost to the Knicks. Now, I know that there's a big difference between almost losing and actually losing, and LeBron James is the best player on the planet and the best athlete in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, the foregone conclusion that he's getting his second ring in 2 years is not something I agree with. I want to move on quickly, Joe, and get your thoughts on this. The last game, the last home game of Skylar Diggins' career at Notre Dame in women's college basketball yesterday, and Brittany Griner, I think, scored 50 points, an all-time record.
We're going to touch on Griner
yesterday,
a little later in the show,
Which brings me back to you getting punched in the face by a girl. Can we hash this out just quickly break?
On the other side, we'll open with a little bit of me getting punched in the face by a girl news. That's ahead on Cover 2.